Post Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio. We're fast and free, so take advantage already. Now here's Griff.
We're delighted you could join us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, guess what? It's April 18th, 2017. Tax day. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 678. On today's show, we'll get some top-rated tips for success with promoted listings, and we're going to discover what one seller wishes she had known as a newbie. We'll learn how a longtime eBay educator is using seller meetups to reach students. We'll explore strategies for selling jewelry and find out why you need an eBay store. We'll also take your call, but first, let's go visit Lee. That's Lee Mirabal with the eBay Radio News. It's brought to you by Shipworks. Ship more in less time.
Skates, eggs, and sauce all feature in today's eBay Radio News for April 18th, 2017. I'm Lee. Although it's April and school will be letting out for the summer soon, Audrey Tracy, writing in eBay for Business, says it's never too early to start thinking about your back-to-school selling strategy. Tracy says back-to-school starts earlier and earlier each year, and just like a holiday, back-to-school represents a huge selling opportunity. As a matter of fact, Griff, $75 billion in 2016 was spent on back-to-school stuff.
Yikes.
So phase one starts, believe it or not, as early as April or May, and focuses on the back-to-college audience, also known as the BTC.
Go.
Read it for yourself at ebayforbusinessblog.com. Never too early.
No.
After his final National Hockey League game, he tossed his skates in the trash in front of reporters.
Oh.
Sean Thornton played his 705th NHL game on April 8th as the Panthers beat the Buffalo Sabres in Florida's home finale. It was a big deal. The Florida equipment staff fished out the skates out of the trash, and guess what, Griff?
What?
They're now on eBay.
Oh, figures.
Thornton's final... Oh, no, my phone is on. That is bad. Okay, sorry about that. So he threw him in the trash, and then the equipment staff, the Florida equipment staff, fished him out, put him on eBay. Thornton's final game-used Reebok Ribcore size 10 skates can now be yours. By yesterday morning, the skates had received 16 bids with a high bid of $910. The money from the sale of the skates will go to the Sean Thornton Foundation. Thornton plans to join the business side of the organization later this month.
So that's fantastic.
So, Griff, you got any old condiment wrappers around or anything like that?
Are you insinuating that I'm a hoarder?
Well, it could happen. A British fast food fan sold a 20-year-old McDonald's Szechuan sauce on eBay for £11,500.
Oh, that's about, get out.
That's about $14,500. The Szechuan dip came out as a limited edition condiment in 1998. So you and I have talked about this. People will collect anything, Griff.
Yeah.
Came out in 1998 to mark the release of Disney's animated film Mulan. The Ipswich-based seller sold the pair of Asian dipping sausage, which were released by the burger chain in 1998 on eBay again for $14,500. Well, Griff, last First Lady Dolly Madison was the first one to ever suggest a White House egg roll.
Oh, really?
But there was no proof it happened until 1875. Now it's one of the oldest annual events in White House history. Children roll brilliantly dyed hard-boiled eggs down the terraced lawn. Then, oh horrors, back in the 1800s, a concern for the landscape led to a bill that banned the rolling of eggs on Capitol grounds. In 1876, President Ulysses S. Grant actually signed the bill into law. You cannot roll eggs on the White House lawn. The new edict went unchallenged in 1877 because rain canceled all the day's activities anyway. But egg rollers who came the following year in 1878 were ejected by Capitol Hill police. Yesterday was the traditional White House Easter egg roll. Somewhere along the line through the years, they started it again. Historically, the tradition of giving out wooden eggs as gifts started by President Reagan and Nancy Reagan. We put White House Easter egg roll into eBay search. 539 results. I mean, some back to the Bush years and the Reagan years. including a 2017 signed Melania and Donald Trump pink ticket to the event. And that's eBay Radio News for April 18th, 2017, brought to you by Shipworks. Ship more in less time. I'm Lee Maribol. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grift.
All right, here we go. You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop.
So did you have Easter egg hunts when you were a kid? Did you color them and all that? Dye your eggs?
I think so. I have vague memories of coloring Easter eggs and being completely confused by the collision of Catholicism with the Easter Bunny. And I could never, because you know, I went to a Catholic elementary school for second, third, fifth grade. And, but I think my overriding Easter memory was one or two years as a child waking up and getting an Easter basket. And I thought, this is a version of Christmas, but it's not presents. It's sugar. And lots of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because back then, we knew or we thought that sugar helped build strong bodies 12 ways. And my favorite was Peeps, which is a completely empty calorie, deadly sugar combination.
But they're so cute and soft and fluffy.
Yeah, but you know what I loved? I loved to buy them in advance. And then you open the package and let them air out and get stale and a little hard.
Oh, the chocolate bunnies.
Not the chocolate bunnies.
No?
The mushroom Peeps, the yellow Peeps.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was never nuts about those.
Well, today I can't even look at one because they don't do it for me.
Well, that's one of the things I missed about not having little kids around anymore. Is I loved to dye the eggs. Really loved to dye the eggs.
So why? Fun. What do you need little kids for?
Well, you know, I almost did it this year, but I didn't. I almost took it to some friends and said, let's do it, but I didn't. You know, Griff, the cleanup cash-in game, have you heard about that? eBay's cleanup cash-in game?
No, tell me, Lee.
Well, you find and match up the season's hottest selling items for a chance to win an eBay gift card. So if you go to play.ebay.com and click the Play Now button to get to the game screen, if you match up all 8 items in under 60 seconds, you're entered to win an eBay gift card worth up to $50.
Yeah, I don't think I can play.
So again, that's called the Cleanup Cash-In Game at play.ebay.com. I'm going to go there right now.
Let's go. Yeah, why not?
Play.
It's not like we're doing a radio show or anything. Play.ebay. What is it again?
It's play.ebay.com.
Okay, play.ebay.com.
Get ready for spring with the cleanup cash-in game. Find and match the season's hottest selling items for a chance to win. And you have to do it in 60 seconds. So I'm clicking on it right now.
All right,
it's making me sign in.
I see that.
Enter. I have read. Submit. We all do that.
All right, so it says here, play now. How to play. Pick a title to reveal and then find its match to complete the set.
And you have 60 seconds to do it.
Should we do this on the radio? I mean, it's kind of dumb.
Why not? Right? It's kind of, let's do it. What all the heck? Let's do. Okay. Play now. Okay. What happens?
Oh, it's like that, concentration. Remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and you got to remember where everything was.
Right.
Okay. Oh, I got one. I got one.
Good for you.
I got the iPad, I think.
Yeah, I got these two.
Okay.
These two. Nope. These two. Nope. These two. Nope. These two. These two. Nope. This and this.
Okay. I got another one. Now
I have
two.
Oh, God. This is hard.
How many do you have?
Why are you making me play this game?
How many do you have?
I don't know yet.
Oh. Well, so far I have two. How many do you have so far?
I'm almost done. I've almost got them all. I can't believe you forced me to do this.
I did. I forced you. Everybody heard it.
All right. Oh, I just got this and this. Yeah, I've done it. And I made it. I made it into 60 seconds.
You got all of them?
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I only got 3.
You finished under 60 seconds and have been entered into sweepstakes. You've been entered.
Yes.
Well, I thought you won it.
No, you're entered.
I guess you can play over and over?
I didn't get it. You got it. I didn't. I don't believe you got it. You did, though.
I did. I got it in 59 seconds. I matched all eight. You got to play real quick and remember where, you know, some things are so you can get them out of the way. In other words, you have to be like super smart like me, Lee.
Okay, so again.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
thank you. So it's called Clean Up Cash In. Yeah. And again, you go to play.ebay.com. That's all you have to put in. Play.ebay.com and play it and see if you can win an entry.
Yeah. That was the most exciting 2 minutes of radio ever.
That was more exciting than the guy who came on to stack glasses.
Really?
That wasn't on our show, though. Mm. Yeah, years ago, a account executive in the radio station, you know, they're always trying to get you to have their clients on, right?
Yeah.
You know, the sponsors on. Or sponsors they want to go after on, right? And they come down the hallway and they grab you and they make you think it's really important. And he says, this guy stacks glasses. And I said, how are we going to stack glasses on the radio? He says, you'll think of something. And I went home pissed off, right?
As well you should be.
Yeah, and they want me to stack glasses on the radio. So what we did was we made a sound effect of tons of glasses breaking. And we told the audience that there was a guy behind us stacking glasses, and we put the mic up to him, and we said, say hello, Bill. He said, hello. And I said, he's a champion glass stacker. He stacked the glasses, and then we did the thing where it sounded like they were all breaking.
Oh, cool.
You got to do something.
Well, I'm going to win another one.
Oh,
can you do the outro on this? Because I'm, like, really busy.
Can we do it more than one? This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings. Up next,
got it.
Promoted listings when we return with more eBay Radio.
55 seconds.
You're a fool.
Yeah, I know.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum. There. That's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it cost more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com, revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeak. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Imagine spending less time shipping, so you can spend more time listing or sourcing, or even just hanging out with family and friends. With Stamps.com, you can print shipping labels in seconds. And with our special offer for eBay Radio listeners, you can get a 5-pound shipping scale for free when you sign up. Just pay shipping and handling for the scale. The scale imports your package weights right into Stamps.com. Stamps.com lets you import orders from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can pay for postage with your PayPal debit card, too. So you get cash back every time you ship. You can even brand your shipping labels with your company logo. Whether you're shipping domestically or overseas, Stamps.com will help you get it done faster and more easily. To get your free scale just for the price of shipping and handling, go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio and sign up for their free eBay shipping program. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.